Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
The Crossroads Diaries, January 8th and 9th, Gomer. I have to explain my attitude and feelings about him. He knows how to play cards. He regularly wins and takes advantages of everybody and everything. He swaps and deals for stuff, fixes engines and other mechanical things, and I just haven't liked being around him. He is the ultimate example of rude, crude, and an example of an overall bad attitude. He is loud and obnoxious. He's dirty, slimy, and just generally grimy. He barges in, tries to take charge of anything and everything that's around him. He is the Grinch and the Scrooge of a Christmas attitude, and he thinks he is the meanest, baddest, fun-loving dude. His exploits are outrageous, and his language full of expletives. He doesn't care about others, love, or what's proper and right. He only cares about himself and what is in his sight.
So, not your favorite person?
Correct.
And I just can't imagine why. Well, I mean, honestly, it's interesting to hear that. Now, do you feel now that was just your perception at the time, or...
He was actually that 100%.
100%. Okay.
No, you asked how I still feel about him. That's way down the road, and there's going to be a lot.
Okay. But as far as a character, a person, there's just not a lot of people out there that have all those
attributes.
Yes.
And you know what made it worse? I grew up with a different kind of Gomer from a TV show.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. The Gomer who's gentle and kind and loving and caring and is not pushy with his attitude.
Very simple.
Very simple.
Meek, mild.
Yes. And to me, that's what the name Gomer was supposed to represent.
This is just complete opposite.
And so it was all the more irritating.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about the fight.
The fight.
On January 9th, and we're having a stand-down day. We got back from an operation yesterday. We were out for about 2 days on that one, and we are currently sitting in the well deck of Tango 91-4, having a casual conversation while we drink our two authorized and provided warm beers. Roger Dodger, Frank, Robert, and I are talking about how cool the Air Force bombing strike along Sidus was, how the Army found 5,000 punji sticks, and how our boat division detained 77 suspected VCs all back on the 7th. We talked about the excitement of yesterday when two VCs lost their lives trying to plant a water mine in front of our boats as we were landing troops. I guess those two won't try that again. One of the guys mentioned that apparently the Marine Corps Commandant had paid a visit yesterday. Wonder what he thought about that incident. Then Gomer shows up. We all know what he's been doing. Scamming, trading, and harassing others so he could exceed his allotment of two warm beers. His actions and stagger show us he's been quite successful. The four of us are quite disgusted with his behaviors. Although I am 19 years of age, I've never confronted anyone verbally, much less physically. I choose to make a comment about him needing to go somewhere else. Some decisions bite back. Gomer says, "Stand up and say that to my face." So, I started to stand to repeat my comment. Oops. Well, Gomer throws a punch that knocks me to the back of the well deck. I'm not a fighter, but I'm not a person who would back down from a fight that has been brewing and stewing. We go at it, punching, slugging, grabbing, choking, hitting, slapping. Then we do it again, several times, again and again. No one is trying to break up this fight, even while arms and legs are flying and frailing. I'm very conscious no one else is getting involved. An inexperienced fighter and a drunken fighter must be a rather unusual sight for anyone. Someone starts to laugh, and within moments, all five of us are laughing so hard that the fight becomes insignificant. Someone makes a pungent statement. Why are we trying to kill each other when we have an enemy out there trying to kill us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is a great story.
It's one of a kind.
Yes. What catches me off guard, though, is nobody's trying to
nobody
hold
nobody.
Anyone back. Okay, how big of a guy was Gomer? Was he more than your 150 pounds?
He was probably maybe 155 and maybe an inch shorter.
Okay.
And very scrappy. I mean.
Okay. Yeah. It's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Was one probably a lot more experienced than the other.
Oh, I know he's been in a lot of fights. Barroom brawls is what he's been in.
Because he's a bit offensive.
Yeah.
Sure, he doesn't have many friends in that.
Technically, the fight was unevenly matched, except for his drunken state.
Okay.
That was the equalizer of anything.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. So, how long do you think that fight went on until somebody's like...
And the reality of the fight, I would think less than a few minutes, a couple of minutes, uh-huh. maybe three at the max.
Uh-huh.
It was just arms and legs flying all over the place. Uh-huh. And it had to be I would have loved it. I wish I had a video recording of it. Love to see it. Just love to see it.
That's awesome. But so at the end of that, you were able to laugh and kind of have a bond again when you realize we're not here against each other.
The fight issue never again surfaced, ever.
That's
not
fantastic.
Even close.
Wow.
If we had disagreements, it was like a husband and wife who have a different perspective on a serious issue, but they're not having a fight. They're having a serious discussion, okay. And there's a big difference.
There is, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, not yelling at each other per se, just...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then so you learned this is a better way to communicate.
Yeah. And we're going to hear a lot more about Gomer as we go through this.
Excellent. I love it.
But okay. Pretty soon here we're going to hear about a little bit about my home front back home and what's going on.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, A 19-Year-Old's Vietnam Journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.